Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you're listening, you are having a great start to your weekend. I am joining you here on Saturday for our latest edition of the Nitty Gritty Grind Sessions, just a shortened podcast version of the regular Locked On Grizzlies podcast, where we focus on specific matchups for the Grizzlies. Obviously, we will be doing that tonight in regards to the Grizzlies welcoming the Philadelphia 76ers to the FedEx Forum. But this time around, we're going to have a little bit more off-the-court stuff to discuss instead of just on the court. We will get to, obviously, the matchup in hand and places where the Grizzlies may struggle and may have success tonight against the 76ers. Of course, you can find the show at Locked On Grizzlies, myself at StatsSEC. You can find the podcast wherever podcasts are available, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you choose to listen. We certainly will be there with the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. So quite a bit going into this game to discuss off the court. And we'll start with, obviously, the happenings from last night, as we had discussed on the podcast for yesterday's show. You know, a few storylines going into tomorrow night, or last night for the Grizzlies, were the upgrade. On Thursday, Ja Morant was upgraded to questionable, with the understanding that, you know, his availability could certainly happen sometime this weekend. A bit of anticipation was that, the you know, with how the Grizzlies had handled upgrading players to questionable before, it was kind of up in the air as to whether or not Ja would play last night. That is, though, if the Grizzlies would have played. We'll get into Ja here in a bit, but the bigger storyline, obviously, is the fact that the Grizzlies game was canceled last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The first, you know, this obviously is, you know, part of the growing list of games that are being postponed across the league, as COVID cases and the contact tracing and things such as that are certainly becoming more widespread across the league. Well, this was the first time that a Grizzlies game had been impacted. Now, that obviously came from the Thursday injury report of the Timberwolves, in which after Wednesday's game between the Grizzlies and the Timberwolves, two Timberwolves, Ricky Rubio and Juancho Hernan Gomez, were going to be held out of last night's game because of health and safety protocols. And then, of course, it was revealed yesterday, right before game time, about an hour and a half before game time, that other Timberwolves had tested positive, including Karl-Anthony Towns. And certainly want to extend, you know, our best wishes, prayers, thoughts to Karl-Anthony Towns. Not only him, though, obviously, any Timberwolves, NBA players, obviously anybody in general that is, you know, dealing with the impact of COVID. Hope everything works out to where there's no symptoms at all, and that your return to health is certainly as quick and effective as possible. Of course, with Towns, though, there is a bit more to it with the unfortunate losses that he has experienced due to COVID last year. But in general, the Timberwolves experienced enough of an impact from COVID where they did not have enough players to play last night's game, and as a result, the game was canceled. Now, as I and others had talked about as well, you know, the Grizzlies already had a lot of injuries that they had to deal with, and the thought was that, just like other teams that had played against, you know, like, for instance, the Suns, when they had played previously against the Wizards, when the Wizards started having their mini outbreak of COVID begin, the Suns, you know, they've had to cancel their games since for contact tracing. The idea was that perhaps this could impact the Grizzlies for contact tracing. But however, as of right now, it seems like, as far as the impact of COVID, it has stayed on the Timberwolves side. It does say Evan Barnes of the Commercial Appeal, Drew Hill of the Daily Memphian, did report that the Grizzlies had made their way back to Memphis. And so it certainly seems, as of right now, that the game tonight between the 76ers and the Grizzlies is on. Now, that's not any inside information for me. That's just reading the tea leaves, as well as the reports of others, that the game certainly does seem to be on. But of course, you know, as we saw last night, it seemed as if, you know, things were, you know, good to go, you know, even as of a few hours before the game. But, you know, right about 90 minutes before game time, that's when they canceled the game. So it could still be up in the air, but as of right now, it certainly seems like the Grizzlies will be playing the 76ers tonight at the FedEx Forum. But of course, you know, when it comes to the Grizzlies, obviously the return of Ja Morant is the other big news. If they do wind up playing tonight, hopefully getting him back in the lineup, it'll be interesting to see how the Grizzlies do manage him coming back in the lineup. I would venture to the side of he does see some action tonight if they do wind up playing. I think he'll probably be a bit limited. Of course, the Grizzlies certainly don't want to take any chances that there's a recurrence of his ankle injury that he suffered in Brooklyn, and that is one injury to where you could easily have lingering effects. So, you know, the Grizzlies, obviously, while they are certainly in the midst of a successful streak, of a three-game streak, and you want Jaw back as soon as possible, you know, to take advantage of that, you also want to protect his health. So as far as Jaw goes tonight, it'll be very interesting to see what the, if there is a minutes restriction, which I likely think there will be, and how the Grizzlies will utilize that. The other thing, though, another factor that comes into play is on the 76ers side of things. And the specific factor with them that is not going to be there tonight is Joel Embiid. It was reported yesterday, right around the time that the Grizzlies game was canceled, or maybe a little bit before, that Joel Embiid did not make the trip with the 76ers. They're currently on a two-game road trip. He did not make the trip due to right knee pain, and so he will not be available tomorrow night. And if you look at how the 76ers operate, that is a huge, huge loss. Legitimately, Embiid right now is right in the discussion with Nikola Jokic and Luka Doncic as being the early season favorites for MVP. He has been an absolute force on both ends of the court for the 76ers. And though they are 9-4, his loss is absolutely huge. Now, obviously, it seems like Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris will be back tonight. But, you know, without Joel Embiid and already being without Seth Curry, the 76ers are without over 40 points worth of production from those two individuals specifically, so they will be without two of their better players. You know, the Grizzlies ran into a little bit of luck when it comes to other team star players not playing. I'm not saying that that's something to feel bad about. I'm not taking anything away from the Grizzlies, especially considering the fact that the Grizzlies certainly have had their own injury issues to work with, but that is something that has kind of helped us be able to have some winnable games, and I think that tonight, you know, that does help our case as well. Now, I won't necessarily say that the Grizzlies are the favorites, and I think it's going to be harder to navigate against the 76ers, who still will likely have Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris and others playing for them. That's a bit harder, you know, task to take on than what the Nets provided without Kyrie and KD, or what the Cavaliers were without Colin Sexton, but it certainly does help the Grizzlies, you know, opportunity to earn another win tonight with Embiid and Seth Curry out. So a lot of influence out off the court is going into tonight's game. The hope is obviously that the Grizzlies and the 76ers will be able to play. As stated, it would seem that if it's been now nearly 48 hours since reports came out about there being COVID concerns with Minnesota, that if there were concerns with Memphis, it likely would have already been known. However, obviously, as last night as an example, there's still the chance that we may not know until much closer to game time whether or not tonight will happen. But as of right now, the anticipation is that it certainly will. But with all this in mind, obviously, you know, the focus is that the game, if it does happen tonight, the Grizzlies have yet another opportunity against a very talented team to take advantage of, you know, the situation at hand and perhaps get back to 500. But how can they do that? On both offense and defense, what will the Grizzlies need to do in order to earn the victory? Here in a second, I'll go into detail on that. We'll be right back with you to discuss how the Grizzlies could emerge victorious tonight against Philadelphia. Welcome back to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. And so as we discussed in the first segment, we talked about the fact that tonight's game with Philadelphia, while it certainly seems to be on at the moment, it will kind of be a wait and see, for tonight's game right up until game time. But it does seem like there are indications that the Grizzlies 76ers game will happen. And I'm sure that the NBA is kind of getting to the point to where, you know, okay, if they've checked everything, if things are passing protocol, you know, let's start getting some of these games in. And so hopefully everything will be good to go once we get to tonight's game. I've also mentioned as possible some other storylines that are coming into tonight's game is Joel Embiid and Seth Curry, obviously out for the 76ers. Joel Embiid is experiencing a knee injury. He did not make this road trip with the 76ers. And of course, on the Grizzlies' end, the hope is that Ja Morant will be available at least to some extent. But with all this being considered, You know, what it comes down to is that obviously it's a benefit to the Grizzlies is that they're not having to consider Seth Curry and Joel Embiid in this game. But this team does still remain very talented. Both Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, and the supporting cast for the 76ers still can get the job done with ease because of the talent that they certainly have. And for the Grizzlies, but the thing is, though, is that the 76ers, as talented and as good as they are, especially on defense, they actually do play a bit into the Grizzlies' strengths. The 76ers' weaknesses match up well for the Grizzlies because where the 76ers struggle is where the Grizzlies are strong, and that is especially true when it comes to when the 76ers are on offense and the Grizzlies are on defense. Specifically, what I mean is this. Now, the 76ers, they like to play fast. They're fourth in the league right now in pace. But a couple of things that really do stand out about this 76ers team is that they're very good when it comes to hitting their shots within the arc. They're eighth right now in two-point field goal percentage. Overall, they're 10th in field goal percentage. However, as we know, when it comes to the 76ers, a strength of theirs is that they do not shoot, you know, just a lot of threes. They're 21st in the league in three-pointers made per game, 15th in three-point percentage. And, you know, Tobias Harris, others, you know, do shoot the three well. But, you know, obviously Danny Green is a big source of that. But they don't just have a ton of three-point shooting ability. So that plays into the Grizzlies' favor because while the Grizzlies have struggled in preventing their opponents from shooting the three, especially against the Cavaliers, they at least, if they can contest shots, should have some decent success tonight, you know, with limiting what the 76ers can do outside at the three-point line. But the other big thing that comes into play for Memphis is that it may be a product of how fast the 76ers play, but right now they commit 17 turnovers a night, which obviously is 28th in the league when it comes to the NBA. As we've talked about here, I wrote over at Grizzly Bear Blues, you've seen others talk about more frequently over the past few days, is that that is the strength of this Grizzlies defense, how opportunistic they are. So the fact that the 76ers are near the bottom of the league and taking care of the ball really plays to the strength of the Grizzlies, who are near the top of the league when it comes to forcing turnovers. So with the Grizzlies playing a team in the 76ers that really put an emphasis on getting as many possessions as possible, the Grizzlies gaining extra possessions through creating turnovers will really be a benefit for them, you know, especially if Simmons or Tobias Harris were to have a good game. So that's something that really plays into the Grizzlies' benefit when it comes to this 76ers offense, is that since the 76ers do turn the ball over a lot, the Grizzlies could take advantage of that, and that hopefully means that they'll be able to really get out on the fast break and get some good looks at the basket. Obviously, that was the difference in the game, you know, versus the Timberwolves when the Grizzlies had 80 points in the paint. But thing about it is that is something else to consider. It's likely going to be harder for the Grizzlies to find as much success in the paint tonight as they did against the Timberwolves, even with Joel Embiid being out of the game. You still have Ben Simmons, very good ability down low on defense. Dwight Howard, obviously, is still a talent down there in guarding the rim. So the Grizzlies' floater game, their ability to drive into the lane out from the corner, which now seems to be kind of a staple of Taylor Jenkins' offense, and obviously the ability to get the offensive possessions going as much as possible without the 76ers' defense being set, those type of things will really help the Grizzlies out because of how stout this 76ers' defense is inside the arc and in the paint. But another area where it really could help the Grizzlies, especially if Ja Morant has some success tonight, being able to play, if he can give you 20 to 25 minutes and he is, you know, close to, you know, obviously 100%, another big thing that he might be able to do is allow for there to be better looks from three, because that is one area, despite how good the 76ers are in several areas of defense, one area where they're not that good, league average to below average, is opponents shooting the three. Right now, the 76ers are 19th in the league, allowing 13 threes per game, and they're also 12th in opponents' three-point field goal percentage. So if you not only can create good looks against the 76ers, but you're likely going to be able to hit them as well. So at the Grizzlies, where they have really struggled, is their three-point shooting. We saw that through the first three quarters against Minnesota. But if they can find success shooting the three early and hopefully consistently in this game, that will be a big boon to their ability to win this game if they find life a little bit more difficult in the paint. Another big thing that the Grizzlies hopefully will find success on is passing the ball. Right now, the 76ers are 23rd in the league in terms of the number of assists they allow their opponents to generate per game. They're also 23rd in the league in the number of steals that they generate per game. What that means is that the 76ers' perimeter defense is likely not as opportunistic as the Grizzlies' defense is. So the Grizzlies really can play to their strengths on offense, moving the ball, passing the ball without, you know, they have to be weary of it, you know, but they should have a pretty easy time being able to set up their own shots. The key is to not make mistakes while doing that. So that's another thing that plays to the Grizzlies' strength on offense, is their ability to pass the ball. The 76ers are not as disruptive as other teams are on the perimeter. That's the thing to know about the 76ers defense. Their strength is towards the back of their defense, towards the rim. Where they struggle a bit is on the perimeter. And while the Grizzlies have certainly struggled shooting this year, moving the ball around the perimeter to create better looks both inside the arc and beyond the arc could be something that's there for them tonight that they really could take advantage of. But of course, obviously, where the 76ers do create a lot of turnovers is through block shots. They lead the league right now in blocks per game. So again, that's another thing that the Grizzlies have to be really cognizant about, is that they are going to face some stout competition when it comes to getting into the lane. That doesn't mean the Grizzlies should change their focus. If they should play to their strengths. As Taylor Jenkins mentioned in the media session, you know, after the Minnesota win on Wednesday, while his focus is shooting the threes as much as possible, he will take 80 points a night in the paint as long, you know, any day of the week, and who can blame him? But the other big thing for the Grizzlies, though, is that with Philadelphia being tough on the inside, the Grizzlies are going to have to hit their high percentage looks. Though the Grizzlies scored a franchise record 80 points in the paint on Wednesday night, as I mentioned then, you could have seen them easily have approached 100 with how many shots they made. I think the word now is bunnies, those easy, high-percentage looks within 5 feet of the basket. I'm pretty sure the Grizzlies missed 10 or 11 of those on Wednesday night. They won't be able, facing a more talented team, especially on defense in Philadelphia compared to Minnesota, the Grizzlies are not going to be able, I don't think, to miss that many shots tonight and expect to win. So for the Grizzlies on offense, their big thing is to pass the ball. Their big thing is to know that life's going to be a bit tougher in the lane. So if they can find success, especially with their floater, take the shots, make them, and then from there, hopefully that will open up other opportunities on the outside, especially if Ja is playing. When it comes to what the Grizzlies can do on defense, obviously, keeping up their opportunistic style, since the 76ers offense is prone to turnovers, make sure to mark Tobias Harris, obviously, with his shooting ability. And don't forget about Ben Simmons, obviously, with his passing ability. But a big thing for the Grizzlies tonight is, while those two certainly are likely the biggest threats the 76ers can offer, you don't want another player like a Tyrese Maxey or a Danny Green or someone along those lines to really emerge as a true third supporting star like Malik Beasley did the other night. Tyrese Maxey for Philadelphia is who I'm getting at. You don't want someone like a Green or a Maxey for Philadelphia stepping up like Beasley did to support Russell and Kat on Wednesday night. You don't want a third 76er to support Simmons and Tobias Harris tonight. Because again, without Embiid and Curry, who that was both the first and third highest scores on this Philadelphia offense, Philadelphia may have a hard time struggling to find consistent sources of scoring. So if the Grizzlies in this case can gain extra possessions through turnovers and can contest shots, that really is going to play in their favor. So overall, I think it's going to be a close game tonight, but I think that the Grizzlies will certainly get a boost if Ja Morant can play. If he can, and the Grizzlies can stay disciplined, plus hit some outside shots early and consistently in the game, I really do like their chances to be able to get to 500 tonight. And obviously, you know, considering all that's been going on, considering all that is going on, what an accomplishment that will be. It's obviously not something you want to write home about. It's obviously not something that, you know, you want to hang your hat on. But for the Grizzlies to have experienced all the injuries that they've had, for them to now be going, you know, through the influence of COVID, getting Ja back, and hopefully a sixth of the way through the season, standing at 500, the Grizzlies have to really like where they are and really be satisfied. While they won't be satisfied to the point that it's going to prevent them from keeping playing hard, they really have to be pleased with how things have worked out, especially with the fact that they've now created a bit of an identity when it comes to their defense, especially with them getting their best offensive players back, you know, in the next few weeks. So an exciting matchup tonight. As always, you can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. You can find the show at Locked On Grizz. You can find the podcast, wherever podcasts are available, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the podcast app on your phone. Again, this has been another Nitty Gritty Grind session, just a small, compact podcast where we discuss the matchups. Hopefully, the Grizzlies will be able to play tonight, and if they can stay disciplined and take advantage of some opportunities on defense and turn it into offense, hopefully they'll be able to get to 500 tonight with the victory. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the game, and until next time, we'll talk to you again soon here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.